far the Pshat in our Mishnah's occurrence where Rami Yeshita, that Rami is very machmir and says, Kol ha-mishana mi-matebeya ha-shatov ha-chacham ha-begitin is avlad posel, the get is posel. Avu ha-chacham ha-moyim ha-chacham say no, afilu lo-kosev elu l'shem santa shavir ha-reizu m'gereshes. Even though you don't write down the name of the king of the city, you don't say this is the third year of the king of Bogol. You only write this is the third year of the santa, it could be like a senator, some other type of an official in the city. But that's also good. Rashi says, Santa Fortu of Basra, Bar Mechenveni Zokin, and Mamun Aliyah's Boki Benaklas Gvul, Sode Shel Kolishvish. Rashi says it means a person that takes care of the survey knows the boundary of everybody's fields. Could be also a man that works for a governor, a government. So if you write his name, like, yeah, from his appointment, that's also good. You write this the 10th year since he was appointed to be the surveyor, the get is also kosher. So Rashi says that the get nifsal mishum shalom alchus. Now that though we're saying if you make a mistake just because of the shalom alchus, that only Reb Meir is makpid upon. For the chomo, that's not such a big hakpada, and therefore the get would still be good. But it's mashu for Rashi though, but the other cases in the Mishnah, the Chum do agree that if you make a change the way the Chum wants you to write the get would be possible. Just this psul of Sholem Alchus, the Rabbanon argue on. Tomorrow says, the Hugita does once a get, the Viksivde Lishum Isantaro de Biskar, was written down from the year that this person was put into appointment. So Rashi says, who is the Isantaro de Biskar? Shilton Shal Bishkar. He was the Shultan, the governor of the city, Bishur, Avdei Shemelech. He was the servant of the king. So if you write down his year, since how many years he's in office, the get is also kosher. Oh, forget, that was the case. So Gemara says, Shachur Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Lekaima the Rabba. Rav Nachman Rav Chizda asked the question in front of Rabba, what's the law in such a case? Ki hai gav namai. What's going to be in such a case? It's in Bavel, instead of writing down in the date of the get, this is the third year of the king of Bavel, they wrote down this is the second year of this of the Eved of the Melech, of the servant of the Melech. So is the get good or not? Sholchalei answered back, Behold, in this case, Afilu Rabbi Meir Moidi. I'll tell you, even Rabbi Meir would agree here the get is kosher. Here there wouldn't be any chesaron from Sholem Alchus. My time, what's the reason? We just said he's a servant of the king of Babel. So a king of Babel only feels happy. Like you acknowledge me, you acknowledge my avodim. So if you write down in your star, this is the third year of the Eved of the king of Babel, that's also good. Even Reb Meir would agree that that does not cause problems of Shalom Malchus. Therefore the get would be kosher. Gemara says so, Umayshno Misante Shavir. Why do we say before that, when you write it down according to some officer in the city, Rashi says it means the surveyor of the city that knows all the boundaries of the fields, there Reb Meir says it's no good, only the Chum say it's kosher. So what's the difference? Because there also it's an officer in the city. So what's the difference, this officer or that officer? Tomorrow says, yes, Hosam Zilulu Milsa. I tell you there, that's the lowest type of an officer the king has. A surveyor, it's not such an important office. So therefore, if you only count from the office of the surveyor, that bothers the king. That will make a problem of Shalom Malchus. But over here, since you're mentioning the Eved's king, the king, the Eved of the king, that other Rabbi, the king feels happy about it. It's not called a bizoyin. Right. Omer Rabba, Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav, Zu Diver Rabbi Meir. This is the halacha of Rabbi Meir. That says again, the get is possible if you're Mashana from the Matveya. If you wrote down the wrong date from the wrong king, so the get is possible. Avra Chachomim Moimrim Havlad Kosher. The Chom say no, you know the Vlad is kosher. So again, Rashi says, Shalom Malchus Koi. The Chom are only arguing now in the case of Shalom Malchus. In the case of Shalom Malchus, they disagree, even though you write down the name of a different king, still the get is kosher. Umaydim Chachamun Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim do agree to Rabbi Meir, Shemshina Shmoi Ushmo, but if the Sefer makes a mistake in the get and writes the wrong name whether it's the wrong her name or wrong his name, or else Shemira v'Shemira Shavlad Mamzer. They make a mistake in the wrong name or the wrong name of the city where they live in, that could even be a psul of the Raisa, then the kid is a Mamzer. That's for sure as possible. Like, that's not called writing a get. In the get, you have to have the right names of the man, the wife, the place. That's even midiraisa. Omer Ravashi Vashi says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this. The what? Shino Shmoi. Ushmo, if the sofer made a mistake and wrote the wrong name of the husband, or the wrong name of the wife. Or else, Shei Iroi V'Shei Niroi, they made a mistake in the wrong city where the husband or where the wife lives in. The locher is Teitse Mizer Mizer. That should get is possible. And if she remarried, she has to go out from the second husband also. And the chol adrocha melebo. All the chumras of our mission apply to here. So Mara says, ho man ketonila. Who said this case? Eloi l'Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is saying this case, li'avinu v'lisninu. Why only this case? Rav Meir says all the cases, even Shalom Alchus. Ela shmamina rabbonu shmamina. Shmamina, this is not Rav Meir shita. Because this shita is the rabbonu shita that only hold over here is the get postal. If you made a mistake in the names or the place where they live. But if you made a mistake according to the kingdom, al shalom malchus, there the rabbonim say that's not so bad, the get would still be kosher. Then the Mishnah said, kol aroi yishomru. Another case in the Mishnah was a case where, let's say, your brother died and he had no children, so it was a mitzvah yibum. But your brother was married to two wives, and one of the two wives was an erva to you. That's the first Mishnah in Yevamos. There are 15 different erevas. Let's say your brother was married to your mother-in-law, or else your brother was married to your sister, to your sister-in-law, and also to another wife. So now when your brother dies, since your sister-in-law is an erva to you, you can't be miyabima, so the other wife is also free. There's no mitzvah yibum on the other one. And then the Mishnah says, what's going to be if later on we find out that your sister-in-law was an islandess? We find out when she grows up, she has no more simonim, and therefore the Kedushin was never chal, your brother was never married to her. So it comes out your brother was only married to the other wife. If so, that wife was mutter to you. So now that wife is really a Shemeres Yavam. She had no right to get married to somebody else because she was still Zakat Yibum. So Mr. says, though, if she did get married to somebody else, so again, Taitzi Mizer Mizer. So Gemara says, Nisuin, the Mishnah's Mashma only because this other wife of your brother remarried to somebody else. So since she had Nisuin with somebody else, therefore, she, and that's the Isser, because really she's still a Shemeres Yavam, so therefore she has to go out. But Mashna Zinoloi, let's say she only has Nus with another man. She didn't marry with the other man, she only lived with another man. Mashma then, she would not be Yosef to the first Yavam. The first brother would still be able to marry her. Or be able to make a Yibam. This the Gemara says, Leima Tiyavat Yuftu the Rav Hamnuna. If so, this should be a question on Rav Hamnuna. The Yomer Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nuna Shita is, Shomeres Yavam. Shezinsa, in a case where one husband died, and there is another brother alive. So the wife now is a Shomeres Yavam. That means she's not allowed to marry anybody. She has to wait until her husband's brother either is Miyabimur, or else gives a Chalitza. So let's say before something happened, she lives with another man. She has Nus with another man. So Abhuna says, you should know, Asura Liyivma. From that Nus, she's also now to the brother. She can't make Yibim anymore. So her our Mishnah is not like Rav Hamnuna. Because our Mishnah is Mashma only because she remarried somebody else. But Mashma, if she didn't marry the person, she only had Znus, then she would be a Mutta. So Mara says, Loi, I tell you no, could be our Mishnah goes according to Rav Hamnuna. I tell you, Loi Nisu. The Mishnah truth says if she remarried. But really, who adin lizinui? The same halacha could apply if she only had Znus. If she just lived with another man, that she would be also now to have Yibum with the Yavam. If so, Fahai Diktoni Nisu, why does the Mishnah say the case is Nisu where she remarried? Why doesn't it just say Znus? So I tell you, Poshid, Lishna Mal Yenokid. The Mishnah wants to say a nice Loshin, a nice case. We don't talk about Znus. We would rather say that what happens now if this wife, that she thought that she was no Mitzvah Yibum, because she thought that the only brother that's alive is an erva to the other tzara. So she thought she's mutter to remarry. So she thought she's doing it better. But still there was a tiny upon her, vice versa, she should have waited. That since it's possible to find out that maybe that erva was an idleness, in other words, we're talking about most probably she was a young girl. because by the age of 20 we could tell if she's an idleness or not. So really the other wife shouldn't have remarried so fast. She should have waited a while till we could really tell whether the first wife was an idleness or not. So since she did not wait and instead she remarried, she's a little bit at fault. Therefore we say this kenas of taisim mizer, and all the chumas of the mission apply to her. Vika the army, some say, nisu no vuadin lezinu. The mission, they start off right away. That our mission says, if she remarried to somebody as nishemeres yavam, the same halacha would apply if she has nus with another man, that she would be also to the yavam. If so, the Gemara says then, leima mesayin le'Rav Hamnuna, let's say that our Mishnah is a complete raya proof to Rav Hamnuna's halacha, that the Yomer Rav Hamnuna, shemeres yavam, shezim tzayav, shemeres yavam, that adds nus, the halacha is asura le'yavama, she's also to have yibam with a yavama. So for our Mishnah is mashma like that. Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof in our Mishnah. I tell you, loin nisu davka, that our Mishnah only talks about where she had nesuyin, where she remarried to another man. Then we say, she's now that we found out she's really still a Shemeres Yavam, she has to go out from the second husband, and she can't have Yibim either. I'll tell you, Dafka, Mishum, the Michlefa B'isha, because she could be exchanged in the case of your own wife. She'olach Ba'al Lamdina Sayom, in a case when the husband went away overseas. Here there's a gzera, like Rashi explains. Rashi is a michlof of Isha. The Isha, in the case where the wife that her husband left town, and then two Edim came back and told the wife, you should know, we saw the way your husband died. So then Isais, she's allowed to remarry, and she went to remarry. The Yasrinan over there, lo, le meheder. There, if later the first husband comes back, so even though she was an honest, the fact she remarried, still we say she's also to live with the first husband anymore. Maybe people say, Girish Rishon, people will know the story that time she remarried because she thought the first husband would die. But people think that the first husband first gave her a get, and therefore she remarried to another man. And now the second husband is giving her a get, and she's going back to the first husband. And that's also, you're not allowed to be master Yogaru Shosoid after she lived with another man. See, there's a gzera. Because we should defeat the Gerash Hashani. Venim so master Gerashosoid Mishanisai. So we have such a gzera. Hoch in Amiros, Armina people say, Hocha, that Shema Yomu Cholitzer, maybe the first Yogan gave the Chalitza, Venosazer, then she remarried to the second man. And now she's going to live back to the first one, and that's also. So maybe that's why the Mishnah only says in a case where she had Nisuyin, if she lived with another man. Because then it could be that the first one gave Chalitza, and she lived with another man, now she's also to go back to the Yavam. But in a case where she did not marry the second man, only Znus, maybe there's no Gzerah, there she would be Mutter back to the Yavam. So Pkitza from our Mishnah, there's no proof to Rav Nuna one way or the other way. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha'akreinu says Yevintai." If the brother marries one of the Yevamis, again one brother died and he had two wives, so they were two normal wives. So the brother that's alive, what he has to do is just make Yibam to one of them. When you make Yibam to one of them, automatically the second one is mutter; she's allowed to remarry. That's what happened. The brother that's alive made Yibam to one of the two wives, so the second one is allowed to remarry. And then it comes up later, the Mishnah says that we find out that the wife, that the brother was Miyabim, she was an idleness. She couldn't have any children, as when she grew up, she had Simonim, she was an idleness. So if so, we say that Yibim was Betois, because it comes out now that the first brother was never married to her. Since she's an idleness, it's a Svarah to Mekach Tois, the first brother was never married to her. So who was the first brother married to? Only to the second wife. So if so, now the second wife now comes out, had no right to remarry. Because if the second wife was the only one married to your brother, so she's the only Yavama. So now she's called the Yavama, she's a Shemeres Yavam. She has to wait for the brother to be Miyabim her. So now that she remarried, the Mishnah says she has to receive a get from a new husband, and she states say Mizeh Mizeh. So Gemara says, Utsrich, we need both cases in the Mishnah. Tiyash Mina Bach Kamai, so we only hear the first case, where one was an erva, mishum de la yikayim mitzvah yibam. Over there, the pshat is that the brother did not do Yibam at all. In the first case, when your first brother had two wives, and one was an erva to you, so the second one went out free. But you did not make Yibam at all. So then we'll say, maybe we'll make a kenas, that later when we find out the erva was an idleness, that you still have to have Yibam, it's faced a mizer mizer. But in the second case of the Mishnah, over there we're talking about that the brother did make Yibam. But the only thing later it came out, the Yibam that he made was Betoyus, because she was an idleness. But I call upon him, he did the Mitzvah Yibam. So maybe there we don't have to make a Kenas upon the second wife. Like there, maybe she's not so much at fault, she didn't have to really wait. Because Lamaisa, the brother made Yibam. So maybe there she's allowed to remarry right away. Kamash will know, even there she should have waited a while to see if she's really an idleness or not. Now, the Yashmin and Hakka, we only hear the second case of the Mishnah, Mishum the Korom Yekamei. The second case, the Pshat is because I call upon him when the husband died, both of the wives were falling to Yibum. Just the brother was Miyabim one, he took a choice, he was Miyabim one. But even the other one was Rami Kami Yibum. There was a Mitzvah Yibum, she did have Zika. Just when the brother was Miyabim, the other wife, she went out free. But since she had Zika to her, maybe there are some more strict. Mashenk and Avalosim were in the first case of the Mishnah, where when the brother died, the two wives, one of them was an erva to the brother alive. So it comes out both of them did not fall to Yibum right away. So the Leirom Yekaimei, since she did not fall to Yibum, Eimalai, maybe there we do not make any Knasos, Kumatzricha. We need the Chiddush in both cases, yes, then we make a Knas. There's a kenas, both the ways we make a kenas. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Kosav ha-sofer, if the sofer wrote the get, v'tor v'nosan get li'isha v'shoiver. So Reb Lezer Waim im li'alta yotza. The Mishnah says, if the husband told the sofer to write the get, and the wife told the sofer to write a receipt, which would have been good, but the sofer made a mistake. By mistake, he gave the get back to the wife, and he gave the receipt back to the husband. And they didn't realize it. They made an exchange. So the husband then gave the piece of paper that he got to his wife. And it came out all the husband gave his wife was just the receipt. And then the wife gave the gift to the husband. So Mishnah says it's possible. But Reb Lezer says it depends. If they find out right away, then we say it's possible. But if we find this out later on, then we say no. Later on, we're afraid that at the beginning what happened was Avada, the husband, gave his wife a good gift. And later on, they want to make stories up to change around. They say this happened. But if we find out about this later on, then we don't make the get puzzle. So Gemara says, Hechidom liyalto, vechidom liyachazman. What's cool that happens right away? And what's cool that happens later on? So Gemara answers, Omra Yudom Ashmuel. Kol zaman sheyoshvin, v'yoshkin v'yoshinyin. Kol zaman is sitting there and still writing the get. Or there's still the sofer is still there, didn't go home yet. Zeli alter. That's called right away. And when the sofer is still there in the same room, they come out and they give over, the husband gives the piece of paper he gave to his wife, and the wife gives the receipt back. And right away we find out it never happened. So then we say, to get this puzzle. But Omdu, let's say they got up. They went away from this room like it was finished. The service of the get finished already and they all went home. Zel liachazman. That's called the rei liachazman. And right away when they go home, later they come back to Bezdin and say, listen Bezdin, a mistake happened here. I gave my wife the receipt instead of the get. We don't believe the husband anymore. We say he's making up a story. We don't believe. We say the get is good. That's the way Rav Yehuda says. For Rav Ada bar Rava Omar, loy niseis zel liyalter. Liyalter means kol zman she did not remarry. As long as she did not get married to a second husband, then them would say the get is possible. But Nisais, once she remarried a second time, Zel Yachazman. That's called the Yachazman. That's the way Rav Adam Rava says. So Gemara says, the Mishnah is mashed like that. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, that afterwards, you know why we don't believe them to pass on the get? Because Loikola Menu Minarishon Labit. We don't believe the first one to ruin it for the second one. So Mashmud is the second one involved here. So Bishleim l'Ravada Barava Hainu Diktoni Sheni. He says, Lachas Man means after she remarried. So after she remarried, then we don't believe the husband anymore when he comes up with the story telling us, Ishno, the first get I gave my wife was no good. That by mistake I gave her the receipt and she gave me the get. We don't believe them. Because we say they're making a kanunya, they're making a trick between the two of them, like the husband feels bad he gave his wife a get, he's jealous, he's making up with his wife the story to say the first get was no good. But it's good if she already remarried, then we don't believe him to ruin it for the second one. That's what the Mishnah says. Elul Shmuel, my shiny. But according to Shmuel, where is the second person? There's no second person according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, Liachas man means after they go away. So Gemara says,